York Times went up, went it back and dug up that deposition.
Wait, she brought it up in the divorce hearings?
You know, I don't know. It was in a deposition.
It's, so. It's a good move by her.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's crazy.
He's got fucking brain work.
Yeah. But I forget the context in which it was brought up. But at that time, I was having, like, I was having a lot of brain fog. And I was having trouble with word retrieval. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, a guy who was a buddy of mine, he was actually a guy I was in prison with for the summer of 2001. I was in maximum security prison, and he was my cellmate. He's the head of the biggest labor union in the country, Dennis Rivera. This was when we were put in jail for protesting Vieques, the bombing of Vieques, and I had won. I had been the attorney for the people of Vieques at that time. And we were good friends, and he was, because he was the head of the hospital's union, he had a lot of contacts in the hospital, and I told him that I was having this trouble, and he said, I'm going to get you in for a CAT scan. He got me in for a CAT scan. The CAT scan showed a black dot in my brain, and they said it was a tumor. They said it's got to be a tumor. My uncle had died only a couple of months before from glioblastoma, which is a brain tumor. And Teddy, my uncle Teddy, had been on the chairman of the health committee in the United States Senate for 50 years. So we had really good contacts in the medical community. And we, at that point, because they had all been involved, the best oncologists and neurologists in the country had been involved in treating him. So they were all on the speed dial and, you know, family phones. So I was able to take these films and send them around to the best doctors in the world. And they all said, yeah, it's a brain tumor. And then I had to get surgery, and I was going to use the same surgeon that Teddy did, which is this guy in North Carolina at Duke. And I was going in to pick up my films on the Monday, and I was scheduled for surgery on the Tuesday, which I was not looking forward to. And there was a young doctor, an Irish doctor, who was sitting in the office where my films were at Columbia Presbyterian. And we struck up a conversation. It was about Ireland and stuff. And he said to me, what are you here for? And I said, I got a brain tumor. And he said, can I look at your films? And I said, yeah. So he put them up on the light board. And he stared at him for a long time. And meanwhile, you know, we'd had literally the best surgeons in the world looking at these. And this is this young kid. And he looks at it and looks at it. And he said, and then he turns to me and he said, I don't think you've earned surgery. And I was like, tell me more. And he said, there's something about this. I don't think it's a tumor. He said, what you should do is measure it really precisely. And then 6 weeks later, measure it again. It's a tumor. It'll grow. If it's not a tumor, it's something else. So I went back every 6 weeks for the next 6 months, and it never grew. And then at the end, he said, it's probably this thing called neurocystic sarcosis, which is like a form of a tapeworm that gets in your brain. He said, it's dead. You know, it's not in there or you'd see it. But apparently it's very common in India, and I had traveled a lot in India, you know, because of my work. It's also common in the hog industry, and I had been suing hog farms for 10 years.
Pig suing.
So I don't know exactly where I got it, but anyway, it's dead.
What part of your brain was it in?
It was on my left side in the front.
Okay, so I think it's not super important from what I know about brains. Front is important, and like the bottom, pretty important. Sides are just like memory and balance. You don't need that. You don't need that.
The worm was, you couldn't remember words. It was eating the words. What was this, a bookworm?
No. I don't actually think the worm was causing me
any problem. I sat on that for 5 minutes. Pause.
So that was the theory, though.
I don't think it was. Because at the same time, I found out that I had huge mercury levels. So I had 10 times the amount of mercury that EPA considered safe. When I chelated out the mercury, all my cognitive issues were resolved. And so I don't even think that the brain worm, I don't know what the brain worm did. You know, I mean, a doctor told me at one point, He said, you could lose 10 IQ points and you'll never know it.
True.
He said, even people around you won't really notice it. So I don't know. You know, you could, do you think you're as smart today as you were when you were a kid?
I don't know. I can't tell. I think I'm smarter, but I might.
You've gotten smarter.
I got Audible. Audible helped me a lot. I was pretty dumb. Now I can
gotten significantly dumb.
Yeah, Audible is good.
Audible is good.
You think you've gotten smarter?
No, I've gotten dumber.
Yeah. Is that from the drinking? And
yeah, probably. Alcohol, lack of sleep for a long time.
Stress. Do it.
Stress. It's incredible.
Well,
stress.
I know this, that my kids seem a lot smarter than I was, and they think they're smarter than I was. So,
yeah, they have the leg up, though. They get, you know, they have the benefit of how smart you are. Then you've raised them with your level of smartness, so they get, you know, more smartness. I've learned. I went to school for psychology for a year. Well, here's a question. This always kind of cracks me up, but I always because I'm like been fascinated with like how you're portrayed and all this stuff. And the thing that really kind of cracks me up is when people are like, oh, like you're coming on these positions, you're grifting, you're trying to get supporters. But then the things they're hitting you for are like, again, vaccines, wildlife preservation. It's like if you were truly grifting, I feel like you would just be like, we got to fund Ukraine. We need more vaccines. Like you could rise to the top of the Democratic Party tomorrow, I guess, if you were like, I love Ukraine. We got to fund the war. We got to do this. We got to do that. And then you get accused
When I took my position on Ukraine, which was the beginning of the campaign, it was 86% of Americans supported.